It's 9:20 on the ticket. Media day going on right now at the stadium. The Colts meeting the media, and we hope to hear from Ryan's checking in from media day coming up in the next segment. But right now, it's Gordo's Corner brought to us by Texans Can Academy and Dallas Dodge.
I think I broke my coccyx.
What happened?
I don't know. I was sitting in that chair the wrong way, and I think I broke my coccyx.
Coccyx.
How do you pronounce it?
Coccyx.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Craig, you want to throw it to me?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Gordon here in Gordo's Corner is going to be out and about with the wireless microphone, so we have equipped him with said device, and he is wandering around the media center here in South Florida somewhere. Where are you exactly, Gordo? Come in.
Craig, I'm the guy who looks just like me that is standing 2 feet from your face. Do you have me?
No, not yet.
I'm right in front of you.
Okay, I've got you.
Okay.
I've got you.
See, he's got me now, George.
Okay.
You like that we do that joke every single time?
No.
All right.
That's good.
As always, every Super Bowl, the first media member we run into is this gentleman right here. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir.
That's Norm doing a fake voice.
Yeah,
it sounds so unlike him. You doing well, Norm?
I got a Super Bowl pen.
Didn't ask.
A Super Bowl towel.
Don't care.
Okay. And
hard to use.
Proof positive, killer, I printed all my stuff off myself over at the NFL computer.
Wow.
At the NFL computer. Reality, I'm telling you.
Not the computer center, but the NFL computer.
Did you have wine last night, Norm?
I did not have wine last night.
Bro?
I had shrimp.
Shrimp?
Shrimp.
Okay, that's what I'm smelling on you.
Yes. Yes, it's the cocktail sauce.
The what sauce?
Cocktail.
What's the first syllable?
Okay. Sauce. So if you're wondering, I got sauce last night.
Okay. There you go. That's Norm preparing for his show. Very good. Oh, look at here.
Are you a Collinsworth guy?
Yeah. All right, there's Chris Collinsworth right beside me. What should I say?
Just tell him we're big fans.
Yeah.
We are big fans.
Okay. Tell him we work at Norm's station. He likes Norm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Just wanted to say big fan.
Here thank you, man.
Gordon Keith of The Ticket.
Hey, Gordon.
Yeah,
nice to see
you. Same station that Norm Hitchkiss is on.
Hey, Norm. How are you, man? I'll stop back and say hi. I got to run out here.
All right.
Okay.
Go to hell.
Oh. Don't tell him that. He's great.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
He is great.
I'm a Collinsworth guy.
Yes, I know.
What's that with that voice that he has? Why is Cat pointing me this way? I'm not allowed to walk this way because of...
A certain individual is over there. We have to stay away from that certain individual.
A nameless individual. It's unbelievable.
Did they tell us we can't name him? Okay, so we could
Cat
actually...
Cat says that we can't name
that's
him.
That's air on the side of...
It's unbelievable. Cat, who never runs scared from anything, is so fearful of this.
But he's got good reason. He's got good reason because we don't want to lose our credentials.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm walking over here. And, you know, the media center is probably only about half full. It obviously picks up towards the end of the week when every one of these tables that is set up here for these radio stations will be filled with obnoxious, barking broadcasters. And boy, you get in these media centers and you realize why everyone hates the media.
Yeah.
Because everyone is just so loud and so... I don't know. Everybody's so cute. And you understand why they're trying to entertain their audience, but hell. All right. Well, I don't know where I'm going here, and I'm scared to walk this way, Kat, because of...
He that must
can
not
I walk
be
this
named.
Way? Can
you're
I walk this
okay.
way, Kat?
What is that? Sound like the Touchdown Brothers.
No, those are those guys in Sporting News.
Two Live Stews.
Drop. Yeah, the Two Live Stews.
Oh.
Okay, well, I don't know where I am, and I don't know where he... Okay, I see.
You're in Miami.
Okay, well, stay away.
I see him, and I'm staying away. All right, let's listen to this guy a little bit.
Okay.
This is from The Fan in Indy.
Okay.
Okay, 1070.
That doesn't sound that great.
Well, I think he's taking calls or taking notes or something.
Off. Instant fan feedback.
Okay, screw him. Call. He's got a filibuster caller. He's got Blue in the Grove on right now. There's nobody broadcasting.
See, I think the traffic is a little lighter, even on the radio side.
It is.
Seems like it.
We've already heard about it being light on the newspaper side. I think it's Definitely lighter on the radio.
There's
side.
They're setting up the NFL network setup here. Some chick, you could talk to her.
Okay.
She's about the only female I see in the place, but you could ask what they're getting ready for.
Okay, hold on. Let me get over there.
Could be a morning edition of Total Access about to break out here.
We should mention that we're supposed to be joined by Mike Reiner at some point from Colts Media Day.
Yes.
That's going on right now.
In just a couple minutes, whenever he calls in. All right, I'm making it over here. God, my coccyx is killing me. Unbelievable. All right, Masker. How you doing, ma'am?
Good.
Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket in Dallas. What do you do?
I work for the NFL Network.
Okay, and what are your duties at the NFL Network?
I'm a production manager.
Production manager. So you manage productions, this being one of them.
Correct.
Okay.
What's coming up?
What are you guys, what kind of a broadcast are you going to be doing first?
We're doing about 8 hours of broadcast from Radio Row. Mm-hmm.
And who's the most difficult to work with at the NFL Network?
This guy right here.
Who is he?
He's Bill Law, the trucker.
The trucker. I mean, like, the on-air people, people who we will know.
Like Michael Lombardi.
Michael Lombardi. I mean, that guy's a real jerk, isn't he?
No, they're all great.
You notice that Michael Lombardi says ultimately and at the end of the day all the time?
No, he's ultimate professional.
Mm-hmm. See,
ultimately,
she said
he
it.
Is. Yes. And what about you? Are you married? Have you had children?
Yes, I have
come out of your
children.
Body.
Six children.
Wow, six children? Are you serious?
Yep.
How old's the oldest?
23.
You're kidding me. Are you putting me on?
No.
And how old's the youngest?
4 weeks old.
Yeah. Wow. Nathan, you are lying. Now you are lying. Do you really
four
have any
weeks.
Children?
No.
You totally pulled my leg, and it completely worked too. By the way, okay. Completely worked. How long have you been with the NFL Networks?
Since August.
Where'd you grow up?
California.
Whereabouts?
Los Angeles.
Same here. Same here. You ever heard of East LA?
Yes.
Not from there, but anyway, I've heard of it too.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. What's your name?
Courtney.
Nice to meet you, Courtney.
Was she hot?
I mean, I wouldn't have six kids with her, but maybe a couple. No, she was fine. She was fine. All right, I'm heading over your way. Look at this guy up on the scissor lift. I'm going to command the scissor lift at some point this week. Look at this thing. How's it going up there?
It's going fine.
What kind of light is that you're hanging?
A park cam.
Park cam?
Park cam, yeah.
And do you have to be union to get up on that scissor lift?
No. Would you like to come up?
I would love to come up there. May I?
Let me come down.
Wow, Gordo's getting to go up on the scissor lift.
Someone nice being
Gordo. What's that?
Just have to have a microphone.
I have the microphone. We're live in Dallas, and we're very excited to go up on the scissor lift. Kind of get up there, and do you ever spit at people up there or crop dust them with your...
It's on the crowd below.
Uh-huh. Right. So, all right, he's coming down here with
now,
this.
Is he going to operate it?
Yeah, I think he's going to operate it. Okay. I guess I need to, hold on a second. Let me come around there. I guess I can get up over here.
Well, that looks really dangerous.
I'm going to turn this on and probably drive this out of here.
What's that?
I was kidding.
Oh, he's not going to let me go up on the scissor lift. Is it an OSHA thing? What is this?
You know what? You have to have a safety harness on.
So. Yeah, well, you don't.
That's true.
but you have one just in case. All right. How much does a scissor lift like this cost, do you think?
I have no idea. Maybe $12,000, $15,000.
How long you worked for the NFL Networks?
This is my fourth day.
Fourth day. Okay. So you're like a contractor.
Yeah. I live locally here.
Uh-huh. Well, you do some pranks for up under that desk, that nice set that they built up there, where you put some stuff up under there, like a can of sardines unopened, I mean, opened up. And
that's a good idea.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Put your butt in me.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
What? Stop saying that. No one likes that.
He thanked me for it, so.
Well, he didn't know what you said. What about some of these stations that aren't broadcasting? Like, where are these guys from? These two guys typing right in front of us, right in front of you.
Right there?
Yeah. What town are they from?
This is the Sports Edge from, I don't know, let me find out. He's got headphones on. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket in Dallas. We're right behind you, right over there.
What's up?
Where are you guys from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. What state is that?
That would be Missouri. Okay. And you may have noticed the Rams were, not a contender to get here this year so much.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Not the best. Not the best year ever.
How long have you been in St. Louis?
Personally, since 86.
Do people hate Mark McGwire?
You know what? Some people felt, embarrassed for themselves for getting all wrapped up in the home run thing and then to find out later how much of it was steroid-driven. But there are a lot of fans, you know, they gave him very positive responses.
Ask him if he needs to be
when
in love.
He did some public appearances after all of this. I think there's sort of a lot of St. Louisans will rally around him, think the media is piling on.
Correct, St. Louisans?
Yes. And they will rally around him a little bit, so we'll see.
Because St. Louisans doesn't sound right to me.
Well, you know, if you live in St. Louis, you're a St. Louisan.
I've never heard that before.
Ask him if he's currently
in
love.
But they rallied around him, and, you know, they're fine.
You would think St. Louisite or St. Louisian. St. Louisian?
St. Louisite sounds right.
No.
St. Louisian?
St. Louisianan?
No. Just an A-N at the end.
Ask him who he's in love with.
Who are you in love with currently?
In terms of what?
I don't know, just love life. I mean, do you have a special someone?
Yeah.
But you don't talk about it?
No.
Is it rocky right now or something?
No.
All right, don't get us in a war with our neighbors.
So the Rams, what do you make of the recent retirement announcements? Or anyway, well, you have a good day.
Oh my God! Okay.
Oh no! Don't worry.
You're a Collinsworth fan?
Huh?
Well, you just have that way of making.
Okay. What else can we?
What happened?
What are you doing?
What happened?
It just turned south on me. And
these guys. These guys. Asking. There are neighbors.
I asked what I was told to ask.
You didn't have to listen to it.
I was a foot soldier in this war.
Why did he go Keyshawn Johnson on us and then, yeah?
Well, because yeah. Gordon has that way of taking people off.
I don't have a way of taking people off.
Oh, my God.
I have never seen an interview since Lee Corso and Dan McDowell do more of a 180.
It just turned.
Well, yeah, hurry up. A weird question about who you're in love with or something like that.
I asked if he was in love right now.
That's kind of weird.
It's a celebratory question.
About the Rams, and then
it's a life-affirming question.
All right, that's an awkward way to wrap up the corner. Thank you, Gordo. More wireless fun here all week long.
And he's
right
sitting
next
two tables
at
away.
At the media center, yeah. It's going to make for a very tense week now the rest of the way. It's 9:33 on the ticket. Coming up next, we will check in with the rest of the ticket traveling crew at Media Day at the stadium visiting the Colts.
Dang it.